Have you ever seen a Beyblade like this? Or like this? Or like this? Crazy, right? Well, all these aren't real Beyblades. They're not necessarily fakes. They're just knockoff spinning top battle brands. But that got me thinking, are these knockoff Beyblades even good? And if so, how good are they? So I bought a bunch of them and we're going to test them out. Here are the rules. Rule number one. We have to battle every fake Beyblade against a real one until it loses. We'll start with a single layer Beyblade as easy as it gets and progressively use stronger and stronger Beyblades. And rule number two, I have to review and rate every knockoff Beyblade I unbox. All right, let's get started. Here we go. Random Korean Beyblade. I bought this thing when I was in Korea like a year ago. Cue the clip. Anyway, it seems like it comes with a rev-up launcher, and those who know rev-up launchers, you guys know. It also comes with like this crazy CGI anime character, and you know he's cool because like just look at his eyebrows. Even his eyebrows are cool. So yeah, it looks like on the side, it shows that it comes in two different modes. It has a defense mode, an attack mode. Honestly, they look exactly the same to me. And then on the back, it just teaches you how to assemble the Beyblade. So the reason I bought this thing in Korea was just because I thought it was like one of those Beyblades where you launch a Beyblade and then a mini Beyblade pops out of it. Like it turns into two different Beyblades, like Shadow Clone Jutsu. I thought it was like the bullet driver. But now that I'm looking at the box, I don't know if that is necessarily the case. But you know what? Let's just unbox it and find out. It's not coming out. I need to hit the gym more. Oh, okay, I finally got it. So I assume you just put the two pieces. Oh! Wait! It's magnetic! That is, I mean, my crusty fingernails, but that was so cool. Wow! Who knew magnets can make me so happy? Anyway, so yeah, I think all we do is we take this, we put it on the launcher, and there we go. It is a rev-up launcher. So it lights up! Wow! Now, let's go test it out against a real Beyblade and see how well it does. Oh, that's still so cool. Okay, let's test launch it. Boom. Wow, whoa. It's moving the whole stadium. This thing is powerful, man. Okay, so first course of action, let's test it against a single layer. This single layer is about to get absolutely bodied. 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 2, 1, go. You know what? Let's throw the single layer back in. This Beyblade is so good! Okay, next, let's upgrade all the way to sparking. There we go. And there we go. Okay, I might have launched him a little poorly. But let's see if he still wins against Valkyrie. It looks like this thing also just has really good stamina. So it moves fast. And it has good stamina. We launched it first and it still beat him. And it's probably going to spin for so much longer. Let's try it against Burst Spriggan as the final test. All right, go. Okay, there we go. And there we go. All right, solid hits from Spriggan, but the Korean Menace is holding on. Oh, man. Solid attack. And now it's going like Sonic the Hedgehog around the stadium. Oh man, this might be a battle of nutrition. Which Beyblade's gonna last longer? Oh my gosh. Spriggan's cooked. This thing's been losing so much stamina by going around the stadium and it's still gonna win. That is crazy. Wow. This Korean Beyblade is so good! All it did was move around the stadium and it still had more spin than Spriggan. And you know what, this one, because it's so OP, even though it's our first Beyblade, it's crazy that we have a super OP one as our first knockoff Bey, I'm gonna test it against the full Metal X Beyblade. This thing does not lose, so if the Korean Beyblade can beat it,
That would just be crazy. 3, 2, 1, go. That thing is so heavy. 3, 2, 1, go. All right, solid hits. There we go. Oh, it's moving him. Okay, he's riding the extreme light assault him right there. Oh. I think the full metal Beyblade might have it. Oh, maybe not. Maybe not. Oh, it's making the full metal base scrape. No way. Wait, it's really close. Who is going to win? Korean or full metal? The Korean Beyblade won. This thing is so powerful. I kind of want to buy another one. All right, well, let's go to the review. I got another Korean Beyblade, except this time it's a different brand. Yay! Apparently there are just a lot of battling top animes in Korea. Who knew? But something I noticed about the packaging right away is it says top mode, two ways to play, and they have a Beyblade, and then they also have a fidget spinner. Great, okay. So I assume that this Beyblade can transform into a fidget spinner. So maybe you want to battle your friends, you rip out your launcher, destroy them in Beyblade battle. After that, you take your Beyblade, turn into a fidget spinner, and totally flex on your friends. Also, why does this guy look like Mr. Beast? This is the Mr. Beast Beyblade. But yeah, I will say the packaging is pretty nice. According to these logos, it looks like it's an attack type. It creates tornadoes, and it's part of Team Rocket. And it's owned by this anime guy, which has these weird strap things on his side. I don't know what those are, but a lot of anime people have them. And on the back, it seems like it comes with a pretty sick ripcord launcher, and the main gimmick to the Beyblade is this orange part right here. I hope I'm pointing at it. Apparently it has a ball bearing inside, so maybe this thing is going to spin forever. Also, half the back of the box is dedicated to warnings, so that makes me kind of concerned. Don't eat the Beyblade, don't smack your right eye, and don't fall on sticks. All right, noted. Let's open this thing up now. Ooh, it comes in a really, really nice bag. I've never seen a ripcord look like that. You can't even see it. My face is blocking. Look at that, guys. That is not a ripcord. That is like a screwdriver. Or like a screw. But it works. It works. Okay. And here is a driver. It comes in like three different parts. I'm going to have to figure out how to put these together. This is the layer to the Beyblade. Again, kind of looks like Mr. Beast. And then it comes with whatever this thing is. This looks like a tool to put the Beyblade together, but I don't know why there is a string attached to it. That is a little concerning. Oh, we also get some metallic stickers. Pretty cool. Ooh, the face bolt spins. It doesn't look like there is any metal contact points. It's like it's all purely plastic.
1 eternity later.
All right, and 5 hours later, the Beyblade is fully assembled. It is quite small. Like look at the Beyblade compared to my hand. This thing is tiny, and it also doesn't have any metal contact points. Although it is pretty chunky. I think there is metal in it. It's just covered by plastic. So I'm curious to see if this passes our Beyblade test, so let's go battle it. I don't think Korean Mr. Beast is gonna have what it takes. That other Korean Beyblade was so crazy. And I mean, this guy's cool, but he's so small. Look at him compared to Spriggan. It is so tiny. Let's see if it can even beat a single layer. All right, we'll even launch Valkyrie first. Valkyrie versus Mr. Beast. Let's see, actually, that's pretty cool. You know, even though it has an aggressive tip, because the bearing is so strong, it just stays stationary in the middle. That's actually so sick. It doesn't even look like it's moving. I know it's spinning, but it doesn't look like it. Is it strong, though? The question, is it strong? No, it's weak as heck. It lost a single layer Valkyrie. You know, let's give it another chance, though. Instead of putting it up against a Sparking, let's put it up against a dual layer. Go, shoot. Go, shoot. And it bursts. Look at this, guys. Look how it just like stays in the middle. Wait, let's stop the face bolt. Like, that is so cool. Oh wait, isn't this thing supposed to turn to a fidget spinner? How do I do that? Okay, so we just take off the tip and now it's a fidget spinner. I guess it is a fidget spinner. Let's get to the review. Next up, I found these things. These are the cheapest Beyblade product I could find on the internet. And to be honest, the only reason why I bought these, I'm saying these because I bought like 20 of them. The only reason I bought these is because I wanted to see how many of these small cheap tops a Beyblade could take out in one launch. So let's go try it out. So I have a bunch of them loaded up here. And how this is gonna work is we're gonna launch Wizard Rod. And once it defeats the Beyblade, I will immediately put in another Beyblade. Let's see how many bays Wizard Rod can take out with one launch. In 3, 2, 1, go, shoot. All right, first Beyblade. Oh, okay. Wizard Rod is just circling the Beyblade, has even made contact, and the blue one looks like it's already out. All right, that's one Beyblade. Second Beyblade in. How is this gonna work? Stalled hits from the pink guy, but immediately gets unbalanced. That's two Beyblades dead. Okay, third Beyblade's in. Third Beyblade is out. Fourth Beyblade. Fourth Beyblade's already out. Fifth Beyblade. Fifth Beyblade bursted. Sixth Beyblade. We're already on Beyblade number six. Okay. Beyblade number six is dead. Beyblade number seven. Is it really going to be able to take out 10 Beyblades? That would be crazy. Seven's out. Beyblade number eight didn't stand a chance. Beyblade number nine. Okay. Is number nine going to be the one to take him out? The answer is obviously not. Beyblade number 10. Is he going to be able to take out 10 Beyblades? Is he going to be able to take out 10 Beyblades? Yes! That was actually awesome. When I was a kid, I loved Bakugan. I thought they were the coolest thing ever. I remember going to my friend's house and his fridge was covered in like a million Bakugan, and I thought he was the coolest person on planet Earth. Anyway, Bakugan had a reboot recently, and in their most recent series, they turned Bakugan into Beyblades. You see that ripcord right there? Apparently they spin like Beyblades now. It's like the two best things of my childhood mixed into one. So of course I had to buy it, and I have two of them right here. I have a green one, which this is the green one, a T-Rex guy, and then I have this two-headed serpent. Look how cool that is. This guy's name is Nihilus, and this guy's Trox. Trox has like a little goofy guy on him for some reason. You seeing that? What is that thing? I have no idea how this thing works or how I'm supposed to launch it, and it doesn't look like the packaging knows either. It just tells me that these three parts go together. I think it's more concern to shout out that you can play Bakugan on Roblox in three different languages. But it shouldn't be that hard to figure out, so let's just unbox it. Wow. Oh, it's so cool. Look at that. I haven't seen a Bakugan in so many years. So let me put this back into its Bakun ball. Wait, it's not even a ball. This is only half a ball. I'm getting scammed. Oh, I guess this is the other half of the ball. How am I supposed to roll this thing? This doesn't look rollable. Okay, so here we have our Bakugan that totally does not roll. Let me put it on the magnetic card. Boom. Well, that's still kind of cool. That's still pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. Bakugan, you still have your charm. I actually don't know where this is supposed to go. Oh, okay. It goes in the bottom. I figured it out. So you just put it through there. There we go. And then what is spinning? Oh, the bottom spins. Oh. Okay, this isn't a Beyblade. I was tricked. All that spins is this little tip on the bottom. Anyway, I'm gonna open this green one and let's go to the Beyblade Stadium and see how Bakugan does against a real Beyblade. Gonna get absolutely destroyed. Okay, well, let's launch this thing. 3, 2, 1, go! Oh! Okay, actually, that is a Beyblade. That's a Beyblade. But can it even beat a single air Beyblade? I'm pretty doubtful. It spun for like 5 seconds. To make it even more fair, I'll launch the Beyblade first. There we go, Valkyrie. And then, there we go, Bakugan. Go! Oh, wait, this is kind of fun. Oh. Wait, he's still going. He's still going. Let's get the dinosaur out of there. Now it's just like a Beyblade versus a tiny metal Beyblade. Tiny metal Beyblade's doing pretty good though. He's doing pretty well. Is he gonna beat the single layer? Wow, he beat the single layer. Okay, let's move on to let's move on to Chozy. Let's try Chozy. Go. Shoot. And then Serpent Bakugan. Oh, solid hit. He's still up though. He's still going. He's still going. He's still going. Wait, the Bakugans are doing a lot better than I thought. But, yeah, but they're still not that great. They don't really stand a chance against a Beyblade. But you know what? Let's end it off with a Bakugan versus a Bakugan. I'm so surprised though that it beat a single layer. I think that's pretty impressive. All right. Bakugan 1. Bakugan 2. Oh! They kind of just stopped each other. Keep going. All right. Let's take these rings off of them. All right. Bakugan 1. Bakugan 2. Yeah! Go! These are kind of just like Bay Warriors, but I guess extra steps. Anyway, I guess that was kind of fun. Time for another Korean Beyblade, but this time a little bit different. I think this is the same brand as one of the other Beyblades we unboxed, except this time it's Top Spinner BX. So maybe that's like the upgraded series, and hopefully that means it's cooler. It looks like it does not turn into a fidget spinner this time, so that honestly, that's minus some aura in my opinion. Oh, never mind. It does turn into a fidget spinner. Anyway, I'm already liking the packaging. You got a woman up here. You got a woman blader. That's like some gender equality. It took Beyblade like 20 years to do that. Also, the design looks pretty cool. It's like a metal snowflake, and I'm gonna refrain from saying the name just because it's oddly close to a word that I would get canceled for saying, and I'm not looking to get canceled. Anyway, if you look at the top, it has some pretty interesting stats, and it also has this really weird launcher. It has like a laser going into the Beyblade. I don't know how that works, but I'm excited to unbox it. So let's just get right into it. The weirdest launcher I've ever seen. But the Beyblade itself, yo, this is so pretty. Wait, and it has moving wheels. It's like Curse Satan or Christ Satan or Curse Satan, however you Hasbro people want to say it. But oh my gosh, it's chunky too. Wow, metal, amazing design, and snowflake gimmick. I'm already impressed, guys. It also looks like it has a bearing, just like the other Korean Beyblade we unboxed. And unlike the Wolf one, it actually does have a metal weight, so it might be able to contend with some pretty strong Beyblades. Okay, so here is the Beyblade put together, and yeah, it looks pretty awesome. It makes me want to buy more of these Korean Beyblades, actually. And yeah, it does seem like we use this weird string thing to launch it. It looks like we wrap it around the driver, so let me try that real quick. There we go. We wrapped it around, and I'm just gonna launch it here. I failed. You know what? I'm gonna stick to the launcher we had last time. I'm gonna stick to this thing. And actually, for this Beyblade, I did buy a bigger launcher. So this is the same exact one as the other ripcord launcher we have, except it's bigger and it is dual spin. So I don't know if that's going to matter because we only have two Beyblades, and I think they're both right spin. Let's go test it out and see how this does against actual Beyblades. I am so excited to test this thing out. So let's try against Valkyrie. Go.
Shoot.
All right.
Go shoot.
And there we have it. Valkyrie versus Snowflake. Snowflake tot, and it does the same thing as the Mr. Beast Beyblade, except now it's actually strong and powerful. Look at that. And if you want it, you can treat it as a fidget spinner. Let's see how it does against, we can actually move on to a Sparking because this one's actually pretty strong. So let's try it against Infinite Achilles. All right, Infinite Achilles, Snowflake Beyblade. Let's see who's gonna win. Solid hit from the Snowflake. Achilles goes towards the middle, but of course, because Snowflake is a fidget spinner, bearing, and it takes it. All right, that means we're on to our test against a dynamite level threat. This time, let's try it out against Excalibur. Excalibur versus the snowflake. Solid. I feel like the little, like, I keep saying snowflakes, but the little wheels on the snowflake are kind of doing well. But in the end, a dynamite Beyblade can definitely take it out. So it is a pretty powerful knockoff Beyblade, but definitely not as powerful as this original Korean Bey that we battled earlier. But look at this. Look how it just stays in the middle and it turns into a fidget spinner. Like that is, no, oh my gosh. And it has small fidget spinners on it. Wow, okay, that's pretty cool. Battling Tops. And this product just makes me happy. I mean, how could I not? This thing looks so amazing. It is just a Beyblade board game. And not only that, no batteries required. Let's just open this thing up. I feel like I've seen quite a few of these, but it is just, yeah, it's a small stadium. And then you have four basically identical Beyblades with ripcord. I guess let's do a battle with it first, which is the normal Beyblades that come inside of it, and then against actual Beyblades. It's gonna get totally destroyed. Boom. It is a pretty cool red stadium. And now sadly, I don't have any friends with me right now. Jake is working, so I have to do this by myself. But from what I understand, you put the Beyblade in, then you put the, you put the ripcord and then the Beyblade. So let's do two of them. And then let me put my knee here. And then you just let it rip. 3, 2, 1, go. All right, there you go. Oh, well, that's actually kind of exciting. This is kind of fun. Like, I guess like the Beyblades aren't that powerful, but when you have two weak Beyblades against each other, it's pretty entertaining, I guess. I love how that's so jank. I have to like put my knee on the stadium so it doesn't move and so I can launch both of them at once. It's honestly kind of sad. Anyway, because we have to test it against other Beyblades, let's put up against a single layer. We'll even give it a little bit of a head start. Go Valkyrie. And then, oh, you know what? Let's put him back. Try again. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's doing great. He's doing great. Yeah, okay. He stands no chance against a real Beyblade. And finally, the last product I have for you guys today is this thing right here. It is called a Dazzle Top. I saw it at Target on the clearance section for like $1 and I knew I had to buy it just because look at this thing. It is like an automatic spinning Beyblade, an electronic automatic spinning Beyblade. You click this button right here, it makes some Lightning McQueen noises and then it goes absolutely crazy. So, this is like better than the bearing driver or any driver. It's like an electronic automatic it's still going. It's an electronic automatic tip. And I'm just curious to see how it does against an actual Beyblade. So let me open this thing up real quick. And here we go. I'm actually really excited for this guy. So please don't disappoint me. At least take out a single layer Beyblade. Okay, ready? Go! All right, there we go. Versus a Beyblade. Let's see how it does. Can Valkyrie beat the motorized Beyblade? Wait, it's actually not doing that bad. It might win. It won. It beat Valkyrie. And it even turned off. I decided to flip it upside down. I think it actually does better upside down than right side up. Look what happens when it goes right side up. It doesn't even get off the ground. It's so sad. I think it's not meant to spin this way, but it works better this way. All right, anyway, let's move on to the next level. I think I'm going to put it up against a Chozy Bay. 3, 2, 1, go. All right, let's see how it does against Hades. All right, I think it actually just turns off once it gets hit. So it needs to like wind up a bit with the battery. And then once it gets hit, the battery turns off. But that's okay because it actually gives it a decent amount of like momentum to keep spinning. But not enough to beat Hades. Yeah, I mean, this thing is cool, but well, actually, when it's not versing a Beyblade, it goes kind of wild.
And those are all the knockoff Beyblades. Thank you guys so much for watching. We're trying to do, I guess, different styles on the channel and see what works and what doesn't. So if you like this style of video where I unbox things with my face on the side, it's a little awkward, but honestly, when I was editing, it was kind of fun. So yeah, also massive shout out to Felix. He's our main editor. Great guy. Adios. Bye.